Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling's here. Suzanne has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top leaders in sales management. Her thought leadership there is unparalleled. She's the author of the books, the Accidental Sales Manager and the Sales Leader's Problem Solver. She's a syndicated columnist and our good friend, Suzanne. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I know one of the things you've been working on lately is trying to explain, trying to figure out why and try to help sales leaders, sales managers, not only be successful, but to actually keep their job, right?
Yes, exactly. The average tenure now for a sales leader, and that would be a sales manager, a director of sales, or a VP of sales, is 16 months, 18 months. It's less than 2 years.
Wow.
And this wreaks havoc on the organization.
Well, it does, because I've said 1,000 times, and somebody said it, the person who taught me how to say it said it 1,000 times before that, and I'm sure you have too. Nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. And
that's
if your
correct.
Sales organization is demotivated because they don't have the kind of leadership that they need, then you're not making enough sales, are you?
No, you're not. And my message this morning is to company principals, CEOs, presidents, owners. There are ways that you can help your sales leader stay in place longer. There are things that you can do. It's not a helpless situation. A lot of company owners and leaders spend good time and money hiring a new sales leader. Finally, this person comes on board and they think, oh, thank heavens, I can turn everything over to them. But what they really need to do is resolve to get involved with the sales department permanently, not take it over and not interfere, but get involved on a permanent basis.
So how would that look? What would that look like?
What they can do is schedule regular meetings with the new sales leader. Get out in the field. Accompany the reps on a field sales call. If it's an inside group, monitor their calls. Understand what's being said. Participate in the occasional staff meeting. Call reps and personally congratulate them on closed deals. Talk to salespeople after they lose a deal. Read a book on sales management. Understand the job. Don't get involved the first 2 months that you have a new sales leader. Get involved permanently.
So let's back up a little bit and talk
mm-hmm.
about this whole thing. So you've got a new sales manager, and by the way, and you and I have talked about this before. We've talked about when you joined us before about the need for small business owners, for small businesses, to have sales management and how to put that person on the job. One of the things that I think I'd like to stick in here early on that I think is one of the reasons why sales managers fail in small business is because the owners don't let the managers manage.
They try to make them
take a territory, or they'll say, well, you know what, I'm going to make you a sales manager of all the other people, but you still have to manage your territory. Or if they see the manager managing, that doesn't look like they're selling. It just looks like managing, right? And if
correct.
They see a sales manager and they see somebody like that not in front of a customer, sometimes they can't handle it, can they?
No. They think if the sales manager isn't also producing revenue that they have no business being in that position.
Isn't that the prime reason why smaller organizations, why sales managers fail?
Well, they do. It's nearly impossible to do both jobs well. If you absolutely have to give a sales leader a quota, it needs to be extremely reasonable, and you need to just limit them to a few accounts.
Yeah.
They should be able to spend the majority of their day managing the sales.
And you should tell them, I expect you to spend 80% of your time managing salespeople. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying, and that includes going on calls with them, right? Because you do want them out of the office going on calls with them, don't you?
That's job one. The main job of the sales leader is to coach and motivate the salesperson. And that includes, if it's an inside sales group, monitoring their calls and offering coaching. If it's a field group, going out with them and being on the call.
Right.
Not interfering or taking it over, but being an observer who can help them afterwards and provide corrective action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now that we've gotten that established, let's go back to your to some of the things that you were just talking about. Give us one or two of those first items you mentioned earlier.
With getting involved with the sales staff?
Yes.
Meet regularly with the new sales leader. That is often.
So what does that mean regularly? Is that once a week, once a month? What does that mean?
Oh, you should easily sit down with them once a week and find out what's going on.
But not micromanage. That doesn't mean micromanage, though, right?
Meet with them. Talk to them. Don't take over. Don't interfere. Find out what's going on, what's happening. So at least once a week, and then a monthly, more intensive meeting.
Does the owner, does the president or the leader, the owner, the person, the sales manager works for, do they attend the sales meetings?
They should attend sales meetings on a regular basis, not interfere or take over, but attend.
I'm going
to
recommend they miss some though. I'm going to recommend that they attend maybe one out of three or something like that, and see how that goes. Don't you think? Because if you're trying to get a sales team to feel like they're being led by the sales manager, that manager needs to feel like they've got some space, right?
I would say at maximum once a month, and they should review some sales numbers, some company numbers, add to the party, bring
right.
some information that helps educate everyone and make them a better salesperson. But no, they should not be in every meeting, and they shouldn't stay the whole meeting.
That's a good point. And also, when they get there, they should make it very clear that you are 100% behind this manager. I have confidence in this person, and I know you. In other words, build them up to their salespeople.
Absolutely. When the president or the owner attends the sales meeting, they are an attendee. The sales leader is in charge of it and calls
them. Well said.
And when they're done, they leave.
That's good. That's really good. All right, I need your website, Suzanne.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, can they find your books there?
They can find my books there on Amazon and in bookstores.
All right. Suzanne Paling and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. That's 866-657-8521.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. If you've ever had questions about your health, listen to Healthline Live now online at qnlabs.com. Every Monday through Saturday, I'll take your nutrition questions live during show hours and guide you the best I can on your path to great health. The key to great health is nutrition, and unfortunately, our food sources are not even close to what they used to be. Go to qnlabs.com and join me to learn about quantum nutrition. Ask your questions and get real answers. I'll give you the truth so you're empowered to make excellent nutrition and lifestyle choices. Remember, each day's show streams 24 hours until the next show, so you can listen at your convenience, from anywhere, anytime. If you miss a show, you can still find it archived on the website. So take advantage of this great opportunity to educate yourself and your family. That's Healthline Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-218-4958. 800-218-4958. 800-218-4958. That's 800-218-4958.
The late great godfather of soul, James Brown, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business, and not late and great yet, though. I'm glad you're here 23 after. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Suzanne Paling. She's become a great member of our brain trust. She's one of the top thought leaders in sales management in the universe. And her books are called, are the title, The Accidental Sales Manager and The Sales Leader Problem Solver. And she's a syndicated columnist. You'll see her bylines all over the place. Suzanne, thanks again for being here. We're talking about why sales managers' tenure is so short. It's a year and a half or less. And and I still say that it's probably more. Well, there's a couple of reasons I think are the big reasons. We talked about one of them. Managers, leaders, presidents of companies won't let their managers be managers, number one. And the other thing is I think we probably make the wrong people sales managers. You know that old story, right, Suzanne, where we take our best salesperson, make them a sales manager? That's a big mistake.
Absolutely. The two jobs are completely different. Salespeople work for customers. And sales managers work for the company. And sales managers, sales leaders have to work through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell my customers, my clients, the people I work with, is you have to use some kind of an assessment tool to determine whether or not this probably pretty good salesperson can make the change. Do they have the skills necessary to become a really good manager? And if they don't, no matter how successful they've been as a salesperson, you have to walk away from them as a candidate for a sales leadership position.
Well, and when you offer them, of course, here's one thing that happens, too. Most sales managers don't make as much as their number one salesperson does.
This is true.
And so when somebody offers them the management job, they're oftentimes flattered they take the job without realizing how the pay is going to change. And then they get in the manager's job, and all of a sudden they're not making as much money. And even if they were going to be a good manager, they're now demoralized because it's not as lucrative.
I talked to a half a dozen
people this week who used to be managers, and they said, I said, why aren't you a manager anymore? And they said, because I can make more money in sales.
It's true. You have to really want the job, really have an aptitude for it, and really want to make that transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than likely, if you got 10 salespeople, more than likely your fifth or sixth most successful salesperson is probably going to be your better manager, right? The one's got a little bit more higher intellect and maybe a little more studious and a little more intellectual, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, right?
Often it's the one to whom sales has not come as easily. They've had to work harder. They've had to really be a student of the job. They're often excellent managers.
Because they know how to break it down, don't they?
They do. They've had to learn. They've had their struggles, so they are better coaches. They can better relate. And they've worked hard. They're still really good salespeople, but it didn't come naturally.
You mentioned the profile, personality profiling. Is there one particular one that you think is good for sales managers? You know, this is the kind of thing that a lot of small businesses don't do, but I do believe in these, because if you're getting ready to promote a person to sales manager or any of these other assignment, these tests will tell you if they've got what it takes, won't they?
It will, and I know what it is, but people often don't like to hear it. As a sales manager, you have to be willing to sit in judgment. You have to be willing to hold people accountable.
Mm-hmm. And these tests will tell whether you have that kind of personality, won't they?
Yes.
Is there one in particular you think does a good job that's readily available to the average person?
I use Caliper. It's Caliper.
Right.
They're out of Princeton, New Jersey. And I don't work for them.
Right.
I don't sell for them. It's just what I personally use.
You don't own their stock. You just like to. And do they have a lot of different tests, or is it just one?
They have a lot of different tests. They test for a wide variety of jobs within an organization, but they have one that's specifically sales and sales management.
So go to Caliper.com, I guess, and look for their sales management a test.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to cost? A couple hundred bucks?
Yes, and they're great people. They'll help help you usher the testing program through in your organization.
Folks, I recommend you to do this. This could help you, because the last thing you want, the only thing that's more expensive than not having a good sales manager is having one that fails.
Mm-hmm. It wreaks havoc, as I said in the beginning, on everyone, the company, mm-hmm. the bottom line, the sales revenue production, and the sales people.
And they can find more about all this in your books, too, can't they?
Yes, in The Accidental Sales Manager, I talk about what's involved in managing the sales force. And in the Sales Leader's Problem Solver, I take sales leaders through individual problems. Let's say the salesperson who is up and down with quota all the time. And I
right.
walk them through how to go through solving that problem.
Right. Good. All right. Hey, Suzanne, I need your website, please. One more time.
SalesManagementServices.com.
Good job today, Suzanne. Will you come back soon?
Oh, as always, I always enjoy being on your show, Jim.
Thank you, Suzanne. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.